The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.
From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Few of Tuesday's elections were as hard-fought as Florida's 26th congressional district. Republican challenger Carlos Curbelo unseated Democratic incumbent Joe Garcia. Both candidates were Cuban-American, and both injected the issue of communist Cuba into their campaigns. But as WLRN America's editor Tim Padgett reports, that long-standing Miami political strategy is more controversial than ever.
The 26th district stretches from Miami-Dade County across the Everglades. The joke is that it has more alligators than voters. But it does have a lot of Cuban-American voters, and being a candidate there often means proving you're the most anti-communist. But last week, the campaign of the Democratic incumbent, Congressman Joe Garcia, released this TV ad. The spot turned a lot of heads in Spanish-speaking Miami. That's because it featured a prominent Cuban dissident, Guillermo Fariñas. In the ad, Fariñas stands in front of the Freedom Tower in downtown Miami. He seems to endorse Garcia when he calls him a compatriot committed to our struggle. But when he was asked on the Mira TV network in Miami if he was aware he was being filmed for a campaign ad, Fariñas declined to answer. He said he didn't want to help or hurt either candidate.
Yo prefiero no contestar esa pregunta porque puedo.
Garcia's Republican challenger was former Miami-Dade school member Carlos Curbelo. He accused Garcia of manipulating a Cuban dissident. His campaign called the Garcia TV ad irresponsible and unethical. Garcia calls that charge
ridiculous and the height of hypocrisy.
The Republicans themselves have used Cuban dissidents for campaigns, and Curbelo had already branded Garcia as weak on communism. The reason? Garcia supports President Obama's policy of letting Cuban Americans visit Cuba and send relatives their money whenever they want. Fariñas, the dissident, supports that policy too. So Garcia insists that including him in an ad was the only way to refute the Republicans' attacks.
For decades, they have been using the Cuba issue in South Florida politics to win elections. So I'm responding to their accusations.
The Curbelo campaign did not respond to WLRN's request for a rebuttal. But the Fariñas dispute has ramped up calls for both parties to stop letting Cuba dominate South Florida politics. And they seem especially strong from Cuban Americans themselves, like Andy Gomez, a former University of Miami provost and author of a new book, Social Challenges Facing Cuba.
Sure, we care about Cuba, but Cuba is no longer a top priority.
Gomez worries episodes like this encourage the stereotype that Cuban Americans are emotionally obsessed with Cuba to the exclusion of other issues like the economy. It reflects, he says,
taking a step back in terms of the maturity that the Cuban-American community has shown in terms of politics. And every once in a while, we fall back into the politics of passion.
Gomez also says when dissidents like Fariñas get involved in U.S. politics, they're more vulnerable to harassment by Cuba's dictatorship, especially if, like Fariñas, they've received financial support from pro-democracy groups here, like the Cuban-American National Foundation, which Garcia used to head. But Garcia argues foreign affairs are part of a U.S. congressman's portfolio, and he says that makes talking about Cuba legit.
I'm very proud of my Cuba policy.
Still, Cuban Americans like Gomez say they're no longer proud of antiquated politics, the kind that resorts to labeling rivals as Castro-friendly communist or to pulling campaign endorsements from Cuban dissidents. And both parties might want to remember what Fariñas told Mira TV last week.
Yo no soy, elector.
He said, I'm not a South Florida voter. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
Carlos Curbelo was the winner of that congressional election. You can read more of our Latin America reports and election coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.